let's explore some fascinating examples of defensive adaptations in prey species. Consider the leaf-tailed gecko, a master of camouflage. Its body shape and coloration closely resemble a dead leaf, allowing it to blend seamlessly into its environment and avoid detection by predators such as birds or snakes. By remaining undetected, the leaf-tailed gecko can avoid being preyed upon and increase its chances of survival. Now, onto warning coloration. Take the poison dart frog, for instance. This brightly colored amphibian advertises its toxicity to potential predators through vibrant hues and bold patterns. The bright colors serve as a warning signal, indicating to predators that consuming the frog would be harmful or even fatal. This aposematic coloration deters predators from attacking the frog, providing it with a vital defense against predation. Finally, let's discuss physical defenses. Consider the sea urchin, which is covered in sharp spines that act as a deterrent to predators. These spines make it difficult for predators to handle or consume the sea urchin without injuring themselves. Additionally, some prey species, such as snails or clams, possess hard shells that provide protection against predation by serving as a physical barrier against potential predators.